fact, it is Giving Tuesday. But do not even bother posting the details of your charitable contributions on Facebook, because Mark Zuckerberg already beat you to it, and I guarantee that he's giving more than you are. Along with the announcement of their new baby daughter, Maxima Chan Zuckerberg, Max for short, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his doctor wife Priscilla Chan posted a letter to their new daughter in which they wished her a life full of promise and a hope that she will be happy and healthy. In the letter, they also pledged to give away 99% of their Facebook shares, which are currently worth about $45 billion. So congratulations to Max Zuckerberg, and kudos to Mark and Priscilla for starting the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative to support curing disease, personalizing learning, harnessing clean energy, connecting people, building strong communities, reducing poverty, providing equal rights, and spreading understanding across nations. I'm feeling like a bit of a Grinch, but I do wish that they had done this in a press release instead of cloaking it in their veil of a letter to their newborn baby. If you are a fan of this network, chances are you've heard of the encrypted messaging app Telegram. Leo and Steve Gibson are both fans of the service. Today, some of Telegram's 60 million users worldwide have reported that rival messaging program WhatsApp is blocking links to Telegram on Android. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, a company that is no stranger to accusations of blocking mentions of potential rival services. Android police report several weird issues that have not been explained by representatives from WhatsApp or from Facebook. For example, links whose domain name includes Telegram do not automatically generate a hyperlink or URL snippet in the same way other links do. And you can't long press to copy or forward any message that contains a URL with a Telegram domain name. The latest version of the WhatsApp iOS app, however, does not appear to be displaying any of these blocking behaviors. Here is an update on the VTech data breach story we reported yesterday. Today, the kids' laptop maker admitted that the number of children's information that was exposed has risen to 6.4 million children, making this the largest ever hack targeting kids, according to Reuters. Maybe this is overblown because the hacker wasn't malicious, and the attention this story is getting might make companies who handle children's information change their practices in the future. That is what we hope. In fact, the size of the breach has made at least two state officials take notice. Connecticut and Illinois say they both plan to investigate the breach. Are you ready for the new Microsoft Surface phone? Sources say the Intel-powered Windows 10 phone that Microsoft showed off in October has been canceled. But now there's a new phone slated for the second half of 2016. This one will be designed by the same engineers who brought you the Microsoft Surface and the Surface Book. Windows Central has dug into the specifics and speculates that the rumored Surface phone might have an Intel x86 processor and will likely be timed with Windows 10 Redstone.